Welcome to your daily devotional. May 25th, the little children. Matthew chapter 19 and verse 14. But Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." As our churches reopen, some of the last people to return to the assembly will be the elderly and the little children. Praise God that so far, the virus in our midst has had relatively very little effect on the little children physically. But in these formative years, many of them are missing out on exposure to Jesus Christ and God's people in the church. Granted, there are faithful parents who are training their children in the ways of the faith at home, but many other children have been discipled by other relatives with the help of the local church. And that exposure to the life-giving truths of Jesus Christ has stopped recently. In our text, anyone who gets in the way of the little children coming to Jesus draws the ire of Almighty God. But those who make the extra effort to bring them to Jesus please Him. Parents, I urge you to redouble your efforts to bring your children to Christ and not neglect their spiritual training. Relatives, if you can, minister to the little children in your life to the degree you can. For many of us, all we can do is pray for them. But that in itself is a great service. Why not bring the little children to God through Christ in prayer? For of such is the kingdom of heaven. This is true on more than one level. First, this is quite literally true. Those who die either in the womb or out of the womb before ever reaching the age of accountability, that is, without the ability to choose or reject God, are among those in heaven. Second, the characteristics of the little children of having a childlike trust are found in faithful, blood-bought believers in God through Jesus Christ. So in that sense, our text can be applied to all of God's people. Let us be careful not to put spiritual stumbling blocks in the way of either adults or children who wish to see Jesus. Are there any children in your family or in your church who need your prayers? Would a card or a phone call be in order? Let us never get so focused in our Christian adult circles that we neglect the little children.